Proclamation number 5763 of 7th of September, 1953. Standing up for the truth. You should stand up for the truth, for you are able to do so because you receive the truth from me myself and are therefore entitled to consider yourselves taught by me and therefore also able to represent it to your fellow human beings. You will still often be attacked by those who call themselves knowledgeable and yet do not know the truth. You will see yourselves prompted to refute their objections, yet they will only ever be human opinions which can never be proven to be free of error. Yet truth is given to you and therefore you recognize every error and should fight it. It is not a matter of you being right, that they are merely matters of dispute whose correction is unimportant. It is about the fact that man is led into confused thinking through error, that his spirit darkens and that he goes wrong ways in darkness, and then can never reach the aim. Truth alone is the light which allows the human being to find the right path and in the light of which he will safely reach the aim. This is why I instruct you, my disciples of the last days, in the truth, so that you shall lead your fellow human beings with your light in order to guide them. What I require of you, who want to be true disciples of me, is that you pass on what I give to you. Thus, if I impart the truth to you because I know the importance of truthful spiritual knowledge, then it is also my will that you convey this truth to your fellow human beings with the indication that you have received it from me myself. Due to my adversary's influence, people no longer have a proper appreciation of true spiritual knowledge. They like to compromise. They don't want to give away what they own although it is completely worthless, and therefore they belittle what alone is of value to them. But I cannot tolerate what does not correspond to the truth. I don't force people to accept the truth, but I don't approve of them persisting with what a knowledgeable person reproaches them with as error. To possess the pure truth, to receive it from me myself, obliges you to pass it on, otherwise it will not be recognized as a precious gift, as a safe means to reach the aim on earth. What I give you is only intended for the salvation of your soul, for your recovery, and therefore must not be disregarded. But it means disregard if the imparted spiritual knowledge is not used. If the bearer of truth silently ignores it when misguided teachings are presented to his ears, he has been gifted by me with a light which he should now also use to shine into the darkness so that it will fulfill its purpose. Error and lies, wrong teachings and opinions have been brought into the world by my adversary who fights against the truth, by the Prince of Darkness who wants to extinguish all light. People who do not think for themselves are his victims. They enter his nets all too willingly. They allow themselves to be led and are led into darkness and blindly follow him. For the sake of these victims I place light bearers by the way to lead them away from the dark path. The light of truth shall shine for them, in the glow of which they will truly walk better, for it becomes ever brighter the closer they come to the aim. Whereas they can walk for an infinitely long time until they finally depart from error and accept the truth. Only then will they find me, who am the eternal truth itself. And only then will they be blessed. Amen.